Well, good morning, One Church. It's great to be back. As you know, I wasn't here last week, if you noticed. Me and Pastor Paul wasn't here, so the place might have been a little bit quieter, but not that much. You guys are a noisy bunch anyway, so. But yeah, we came back from Malaysia, and we went to this place here called Good Tidings Church in Shah Alam. Now, it was an amazing place, great hospitality. We were really blessed. And we went and visited the church. Pastor Sean, who's the pastor there, he recently had a very serious car accident. And I don't know if any of you have been to Malaysia at all, but they have these like massive storm drains. They're like huge. They're about 10 feet they go down. And he was rushing home from a meeting after a meeting after a meeting, and his car slid off, and I think aquaplaned, didn't it, into one of the drains, and he went straight down and broke his arm, broke his leg, pelvis. He almost died. He literally said he had to fight to live. And he was, when we got there, he'd already been hospitalized kind of thing in his house. He's on a hospital bed in his house, and he'd been there, I think, 3 months already. And the funny thing was, it was roughly around the same time as Pastor Paul had his accident as well. And so he was very broken, and you can imagine he hasn't been able to go to church. He's had his team come around him. But the church was really in need of encouragement and some impartation as well. So Pastor Paul shared with Pastor Sean on the Reformation and the message that Pastor Paul is carrying to the churches and those who want to partner with us in seeing this Reformation throughout the church of the apostolic and prophetic. And their team was involved as well. And we've been invited back to go there next year, but we're going to pray into that. So I want to encourage you guys to pray in with us and seeing about whether we actually go forward with that, because as you know, we're an apostolic and prophetic center for the nations built on a foundation of prayer. So we do everything in prayer first before we go out. So we need to pray into that, and we'd love you to join. And if you get any words or anything, please just, you know, email reception or speak to one of the pastors, and we'd love to hear from you. But I don't know about you, but I've always find it strange when you go to another country. Who's been to different countries? Yeah? The laws are different. The culture's different. The people are different. There's different types of food. Some nice, some not so nice. Some quite disgusting. You remember the durian fruit? Love that. They said on the sign, tastes like heaven, smells like hell. And it tastes like hell as well. Either that or it's a heaven you wouldn't want to go to. So it's yummy. No. I should have bought you some back, sorry. I wouldn't have got it in the country. There was a massive line of people bringing all food in from Malaysia. But anyway, so Malaysia, for those of you who don't know, is an Islamic country. And it's actually a place where we were ministering in Shah Alam. It's actually an Islamic stronghold because they have one of the biggest mosques in all of Malaysia there, called the Blue Mosque, if you can see it there. It's absolutely huge. And you cannot witness to people there. You can't share the gospel, let alone lead anyone to Christ. Well, you can, but the fact is you'll get arrested. You'll get locked up for doing that. I mean, you can't even put a sign for a church out on the sidewalk because you'll get a summons to court. And there's intimidation and there's bullying in the government as well. They don't want the church there. It's an Islamic stronghold. And the spiritual atmosphere there is very oppressive, where the spirit of religion runs rife. Now, for those of you who haven't heard of a spirit of religion, or the term, it's a demonic spirit that seeks to control its victims with a mindset that simply produces a form of godliness, but without no life-giving power within it. It drives us from the fullness of experience, true freedom from in Christ and God's grace, and leads us to relying in our own works, our own ability. There's no relationship with Jesus. There's therefore no revelation of the Father. And also there's no revelation of his incredible love towards us. There's no freedom from the power of sin, just slavery to religious legalism. And it produces